Welcome to the Brown Thomas Podcast. In today's podcast, I'm delighted to speak with the friends and founders of Road, Perna Katow and Phoebe Vickers. In our podcast today, we speak about the evolution of Road, founded in 2014, and their distinctive, colourful and playful aesthetic and their plans for the future. I'm Louise Duffy and this is the Brown Thomas Podcast. Welcome to the Brown Thomas Podcast. I'm so delighted to have you both join us, Phoebe and Perna.
It's good to be here.
Where in the world are you both?
We're both in LA right now. We're not always in the same place, but we are both in LA. I'm working from home today.
Okay.
And I'm in the office.
That's why I see all those glorious prints behind you.
Yeah, prints everywhere.
So Road is best known for, you know, gloriously vivid prints and personality. And there's, you know, a road dress is a really vivacious addition to your wardrobe. And we're so delighted for the pop-up in Brown Thomas. It's brought such color to the second floor. But tell me, given the versatility of your designs, now I've worn the same road dress to a wedding and to a beach. Where is the most bizarre places that you have both seen your designs pop up?
Well, not the strangest place, but I've seen them in many places, but I feel like the best memory that I have of popping up and seeing Road was the very first time I saw it. Wow. And it wasn't in a strange location, but it was at my favorite bar here in LA at this Tower Bar at the Sunset Tower Hotel. And it was really nice because my father was with me and he is like a big, he supports Phoebe and I in everything we do. And he was with me in that moment. And that was the very first time that I saw someone wearing Road. So that was that's a moment I'll never forget.
That's really special. That must be like such a pinch me moment when you see them in real life after working so hard to make them become real.
It really is.
Often we're so kind of, our heads are so in the work and the creating of everything that we often don't even see, kind of aside from via Instagram, which is really nice. We don't see it all the time in person. So it's really nice when that happens.
And Phoebe, what about you? Yeah, what was the strangest place you've seen a road?
Yeah, trip? I mean, I won't call it the strangest, but I think it's probably the most epic. And it was years ago. I mean, it must have been 2017 or something. And a girl tagged us on Instagram, and she looked like perfection. She had a pink Ella dress on. You know, the belt perfectly tied. She had crisp white sneakers on. She had her hair up with this, you know, big satin bow, and her arms were raised, and she was at the top of Machu Picchu, and she had hiked the whole thing in the Ella dress.
She looked
like she had just, you know, finished getting ready to go to, you know, go out. So that was a really, that was a really fun one too, because I feel like it kind of shows the versatility of the dresses too. Like, she felt great in that moment. And I love that we can be along in these kinds of adventures, you know, with people. And yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a vivid road print is so perfect for that trail as well, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, she stuck out.
So I just think the Ella dress is particularly special. You know, I think like that, it just works for climbing a mountain. I haven't attempted that whilst wearing one or whilst wearing
either. To
be frank with you. But, you know, they're just so easy to wear. Are you always trying to recreate that, you know, that status with the, you know, that iconic status? Or are you like, that's our big one and the rest can just kind of be around it?
I think it was hard to begin with, like it back a few years ago it was a lot harder, but I feel like over the years we have other things that are like catching up. Like, I mean, the Pia is like up there with the Ella now. I see, is that what you have on?
No, I have an Ella on.
Oh, you have an Ella on. Yeah, okay,
so do I.
I was actually in a drive-thru earlier and this guy was like, I love your top. So shout out to McDonald's.
But I think like, so the PS, you know, one that's like really caught on and is oftentimes even like the bestseller now. And another one is the Lulani. So I think we do have like, while the Ella is, is you know, she's the one. I think we do have other ones that are now that we're being recognized for and we're having fun with.
So the brand has evolved and these other beautiful dresses are arriving and are there. So you've gone from, you know, Road Resort. So that's what how we first came to know you. And it was really that bag, that dress that you throw in your bag and you have it for the pool or the beach or wherever you're headed to. Now you're all year round. So tell me about that evolution and how you decided to change the brand and become Road.
Well, it's something that we always wanted to do since the beginning. And the word resort was more like descriptive as a state of mind, you know, as a vacation feeling, which is what we wanted our clothes to like elicit, if you will, you know, because like even now it's like you don't have to be on a beach to feel like you're on vacation. You can still feel joy and happy like with that kind of state of mind, no matter where you are. So, and do you have anything else, Phoebe?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I think when we, you kind of have to begin somewhere, right? But in our minds, it was always going to kind of turn into this lifestyle of Road. And that would include home and, you know, dog beds and kids. And, you know, we've always had this kind of picture of what it would, what it could become. But we did start in the resort wear and it was grounded more in kind of traditional beach then.
And now the possibilities are like limitless, really. Talk to me about how it started then.
You want to take this one?
I mean, it was funny. So we were just randomly placed together as freshman year roommates in college in this small liberal arts school in upstate New York. So we both met for the first time at the store. It's kind of like a notorious dorm room shopping store, very unglamorous, in New York, called Bed Bath & Beyond. So we met there to kind of, you know, shop for our room. But we lived together for a year there. Porna went on to move to London. But I think we became very fast friends. We bonded over the size of our tiny closet, which is definitely an issue.
And then how did Road come to be? When did you decide that you needed to create this?
So Phoebe stayed on at Hamilton. I left and then we kind of stayed in touch. I continued kind of on in fashion. It was just something that I always wanted to do and be in. So I was in London for a while for my undergrad. Then I went to Milan to study brand management in fashion. And then I worked in Dubai as a buyer for Harvey Nichols there, which was a really fun experience because we were a really small team and I got to buy everything from top to bottom. So it was incredible because I had, and then I found myself exhausted and wanting to quit. And Phoebe was in advertising in New York and we both found ourselves, you know, wanting to like try something and do something together, because throughout this time we would meet in like exotic places all over the world and be like, let's do something together. And then the time was kind of right where we were both like, we're done with our like jobs, let's try something out.
It was, I mean, I'll never forget, because I went to Bombay, to where Porno's from and her family lives, when we decided to start. I went to Bombay for a few months. And I'll never forget, because we hired a local tailor and we had this tiny little office in town. And, you know, we'd been gathering fabric from markets and just kind of playing with the first collection and, you know, working it out. But I'll never forget when we first left that first day.
My mom stopped us. Yeah.
Yeah, your mom stopped us.
Oh, God.
She's like, do you guys know what you're getting into? And we were like, yeah, you know, like, no idea really what, you know, the amount of work it would take and whatnot.
You're everywhere.
And
like, I mean, what a success story. Was there ever any element, you know, you were very good friends and that's always, you know, something that people can be trepidatious about.
It just felt right. I feel like it's kind of like a relationship. And it might sound fake, but I feel like it's true. It's like when you know, you know. And I feel like we kind of knew, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there was such an implicit trust. We're kind of like family in a way, you know.
That,
like,
that's amazing.
Nothing's going to like break it.
I think the good thing about it is, and I think what makes it work is like we kind of are like we balance each other out. We're very different.
Yeah.
You know, we're not like two best friends. We're exactly the same. We're like, we couldn't be more different.
Hey.
And so So that's truly. Kind of, you know, like we keep each other in check in many ways. And like, so it's great.
That's fantastic. Yeah. No, it's so lovely to see that evolve, you know, and I think in terms of, you know, it's lovely to hear about those first few months of like going to a tailor in Bombay. What was it that you wanted to create? What did you think was missing from your wardrobes or suitcases that you knew you could create? Because I mean, just starting a company together, you have to have something, don't you?
Yeah, I think at that time, we felt that the market was really lacking, like in the resort wear space where we started, was lacking things that were kind of easy to wear and not like overly ethnic and bohemian, you know, and were modern. And so that was essentially the gap that we saw. You know, we wanted to create things that were easy, that you felt confident and beautiful in, but that were not like, you know, with tassels everywhere or pom-poms, and like, which is kind of what everything was at that time. We just wanted to move away from that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we wanted to make things that felt timeless. So, you know, everything felt so trend-driven at that moment. And I think we wanted things that we could wear, you know, when we were 70, as well as when we were circular, you know, 30,
like was that what you were attempting to be, like circular, sustainable, or was that just, you know, you want to buy clothes that we'll always have? Was it your business model from the outset?
No, it was just literally to be like, we want to buy clothes that we'll always have and things that we treasure. It's nothing that's, you know, like, because that's how we shop in general for our lives, you know, things to collect and last.
Yeah. And tell me now, in terms of sustainability, you know, how mindful is your business? How conscious are you in your, you know, your production and, you know, in the entire supply chain? How sustainable can you be?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's tricky, you know, and we're also mindful of all the greenwashing that's happening, you know, and so we want to be really careful of what we do. So the factory that we partner with, we do majority of our production in India. Mm-hmm. And the factory that we partner with really gives back to the community that we work with. They support, like, you know, all of their female employees. They support their children. They send them off to college. They pay for their education. So that's, you know, a big thing, because sustainability begins also with, like, the people, mm-hmm. you know, and empowering them. We use digital printing, which is greener than, like, screen printing because of the water. There's no, like, you know, there's no basically dyes going in the water. It's like printing out on a paper, for example. So that's why we digitally print everything, even though it's more expensive, because that is more sustainable. We use biodegradable poly bags because everything does have to be wrapped in plastic, unfortunately, you know, that we ship out to our stores all over the world just so that clothes don't get damaged. But those are like biodegradable and recyclable. And those are like some small things. And like, you know, every day we do things, like we constantly tell our factories, do not wrap things up in plastic when you're shipping it to our office, or we will not give you what you need. You know, it's like, it's a constant evolution.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what's your team like? How has that evolved? Like, where are your headquarters now, and what does the team look like?
Our headquarters are in LA, but we are kind of based between LA and New York. Mm-hmm. Because Phoebe does spend her time between the two. And then we do have like about 50% of our team is in New York. So marketing and e-com, all of that is New York based, as well as our COO. And mm-hmm. then design, production, where I am, all of that, we are LA based.
Okay. And given your backgrounds then, you know, Prina, that you went on to continue in the fashion industry, and Phoebe, you moved into advertising. Do you separate your roles then? Are you more involved in design, Prina, and you're more the business side of things?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm much more involved in kind of the marketing, photo production, that kind of side, and Prina heads design and mm-hmm. CEO.
Do you think that there's anything you would have done differently, you know, if you were to look back and look at your journey? Is there anything you would have done differently?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's a tough question. I'm sorry for throwing that one at you.
I mean, I would have brought the Ella on with collection one instead of collection whatever.
What collection was it then? It was,
I mean, it was kind of collection one. We just changed it a bit, wasn't it?
No, yeah. It was selection like 4 or 5, but like people didn't catch on until we added the belt. And then we added the belt a few seasons later. And then that's when it all, you know, it was the missing ingredient was the belt.
Yeah. It's like Corna and I both don't wear it with the belt. We're no belt girls.
Yeah.
Belt all the way. I love that belt. Mm-hmm. It's the waist I definitely don't have.
Yeah.
But there's just something really like, okay, so I keep coming back to it because it really is, to me, it's a collectible item, you know.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever before bought the same style in more than once, you know, like I don't think we do that very often, but I have 3 Ella dresses. What is it about the Ella dress that you think makes it so special?
I think that it's flirty and feminine and you feel, but you also like feel good in it. It's not like constricting. And I think that that's really important because I think that sometimes also in like bigger pieces generally you don't necessarily feel as flirty as feminine, and I think it really strikes a good balance of like comfort and like being feminine and girly. And you can kind of wear it anywhere.
I also think just kind of, you know, as far as warm weather dressing,
you still get the sun in your legs if that's what you want.
Exactly.
You know, but you're not totally exposed. But so with perfection comes popularity, and with popularity then comes repetition. And, you know, is it a compliment or is it irksome to see copycats of the Ella particularly emerging?
I mean, it's upsetting to see.
Yeah.
You know, it is upsetting to see, especially when we see so many like, just knockoffs like on eBay, like selling the Ella for like $45, which it is not even what it costs like for fabric, you know what I mean? And it's just like that is upsetting, especially when our team puts so much work into it.
I think the way your dresses are cut, I can't imagine how they could be recreated, you know. Just the panels at the bottom of the Ella are so perfectly cut just to have that flow. It must be very annoying just to see someone trying to put that together in a shoddy fashion.
It is annoying, but at the same time, you know what's kind of great is that everybody knows it's ours.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of amazing at the end of it, you know. And we have like super fans who like message us being like, did you see that, you know, things that we haven't even seen.
You know, our supporters are, it's almost like a tribe, and they call it out, and it's really nice.
Mm-hmm. That is fantastic. Do you find, Phoebe, that like, you know, Instagram has really made that possible for you to connect so much with those followers and those fans?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, we've had this hashtag on the road for quite a long time, basically since the start, and seeing people using the hashtag in these moments that are like their happy moments when they're traveling, or even not, you know, having an adventure at home and whatnot, is really, really nice. I love it.
I actually didn't think of it that way before, but, you know, just with the personality of your prints and, you know, the lovely cut and like the flirty, fun nature of so many of your styles, people are always going to be quite happy wearing, you know, you're not making basic items that people are like, I have to get that, you know, I need that for my wardrobe. People are picking these, they're so special, and, you know, they're part of their memories then, which is really, that must feel lovely for you guys.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, it's nice to be a part of the good mood.
Yeah.
You know, and that you make a choice when you pick a really bright, colorful dress, and that's either to fight a bad mood with a good mood or to, you know, indulge in your good mood, I think.
Yeah.
And especially, you know, when you see, you know, girls who have just graduated college wearing their Ella that they saved up to buy, or, you know, people getting engaged or taking their, you know, pre-wedding pictures in an Ella. It's just super sweet to be part of those moments. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a friend who sent me a picture once of her mom, and she was going through cancer treatment, and she said, her road brings her joy, so she just bought her so much road to like make her happy during this time, and that really, really meant something.
Yeah, that's so special. Mm-hmm. You said, Phoebe, you know, being part of the good mood, like creating the good mood is mm-hmm. what your dresses can do. It's unbelievable. So you talked about dog beds and homeware. What is the future for road? Can you tell us?
Yes, we just recently launched Homeware. We started off small on our website, so that's exciting. We are dabbling in dog beds because Phoebe and I are both dog lovers. Swim is on is something we're working on, and accessories as well. Yeah.
So it's very busy time in the Road HQ.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
We have such a great selection in Brown Thomas, and we're so thankful for you to come on and tell us about it and the beautiful story of Road. Thank you so much, Phoebe and Prerna.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Brown Thomas podcast. If you like what you've heard, be sure to subscribe and share, and follow us on Official Brown Thomas on Instagram for more updates.